Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? If thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And let's pray. Father, thank you again for our church. Lord, we laugh together. We've cried together today. We've rejoiced with people who have had their eternities totally changed. And yet, we look ahead, and some of our young people will be leaving one stage of life, going to another. Father, please challenge us all tonight. We need you tonight. We need you through our man of God tonight in a very special way. Please help us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Tonight is our baccalaureate service. Of course, all our graduating seniors, both from our Christian school as well as our public schools, have been honored. The challenge for this evening, or the message, is specifically to these graduating seniors. But I think the rest of you could listen in and hear what I say to them. And I think within these words, you're going to find a challenge maybe for yourself. To some, graduation is the end of something. But truly, it's the beginning of something. It is the beginning of the rest of your life. You have not been taught everything that you need to know. You have been taught how to learn everything you'll need to know. I've entitled the sermon tonight, Six Lamps at Graduation Time. Six Lamps. We read earlier a passage of Scripture from Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16, the Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." As I was thinking of this evening and the specialness of this evening, you graduates, I thought of this verse. I can't think of a better scriptural challenge to a graduate than Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Listen to it again. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It almost seems like a ready-made verse for a time such as this. Let me analyze quickly and simply the verse. It starts out with the word "let." Now you have a choice. You can either let your light shine, or you can choose to not let your light shine. So it says "let" here. You're going to have to make that choice. It goes on and becomes very personal. It says let your light shine. Do your part. Listen, nobody can do your part in this world but you. You were born for a special reason. God has an intent for your life. Find it. Fulfill it. He has a will for you. He says, "Let your light, young man. Let your light, young lady." Don't spend your time looking at everybody else's lights and wondering what they're doing with them. Let your light so shine. Let the lamp of your life, count. When you lay your head on your pillow as an old man or an old lady, I want you to look back and say, "I fulfilled the purpose for which I was created by God." Let your... It says, "Let your light shine." You, through school and through our church, you've been taught how to shine. A dark world desperately needs you to shine. These young people sitting on these front two pews tonight, you're special. You've been given some special privileges. You've seen the works of God. There's a world out there that needs your light to shine. They're desperate for it. It says, "Let your light so shine before men." What's it talking about? Lost men. Do you realize that in one way or another, your life should help keep somebody out of hell? Let your light shine before men, lost men, oh, and saved men as well. You need to be an example unto the believers. A big world is looking for guidance, and they're going to find that guidance through the light of God's people and His choice servants such as yourselves. It says that we should let the light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Young people, good deeds are still to be done. We do not believe that works can save you, but I'll tell you, if you're saved, you ought to be doing good works. You ought to be working for God. Don't get caught up in this world and its stinginess. Good deeds are still in the Bible. And it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The Bible is telling us as we do those good works, there's one word to glorify. There's some humility involved. This is not all about vanity. This is not about fame. So that you go out and do something great with your life. And when you arrive at home at night, you get on your face before God and you say, God, thank you for allowing me to have a little part. But Lord, you deserve the glory for my life. You're my Savior. You saved me. You gave me the ability to do what I do. I borrowed the body that I live in. I breathe borrowed air. I eat borrowed food. And God, you deserve the glory and the honor for what I am. And for what I do, because God deserves the glory. And it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Young people, if you'll do what the Bible says to do, one day when you stand before God in heaven, it will be a much more pleasant standing. There'll be rewards for you. You'll even be able to take some rewards and cast them at the feet of Jesus Christ. As I was thinking again of this special night, I thought of this verse, let that light shine. Many school crests include a picture of a lamp. Our school crest includes a picture of a lamp. To me, it almost looks like a genie's lamp that you might rub and get a wish. It is considered the lamp of knowledge. I thought, boy, isn't that amazing? At this graduation time, we're thinking, of course, of knowledge. And we pick a verse for our baccalaureate service. Let your light so shine. That lamp that has been filled with the good things of knowledge. And you've received it. Let your lamp shine. Let that lamp shine and do something with your life. Our Sunday school's goal for your education is Matthew 5:16. Martinsburg Christian Academy's goal for your education is Matthew 5:16. Our church's goal for your education is Matthew 5:16. I can't think of a better goal for all of us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's really what the will of God's all about. Young people, we don't want to just teach you how to earn a living. We want to teach you how to live a life. There's more to life than just making money. Oh, making money's a part of it. Indeed it is. But there are people that make money that are miserable. I want you to earn a living. I want you to work hard. But I want you to live a life. And I want you to live it for the Lord Jesus Christ. The lamp. The lamp that God has given you, your mind, your life. I want to talk to you about some lamps this evening. Young people, let the lamp of truth shine in your life. Let it shine. Proverbs 8:7 says, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Truth will take you down the path of success. Let your mind be a lamp, and its bulb be the truth. Truth is a must for a good life. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. That's such a simple statement, but yet it's such a profound way to live. Tell the truth no matter what it costs you. You'll be tested. You will be tested. Live the truth no matter how difficult. Seek the truth no matter how challenging. Teach the truth no matter how it's received. Love the truth, no matter what others say. Stand for the truth, no matter how weary you are. Learn the truth, no matter what you've already achieved. Fill your mind with the truth, no matter what the world says. Build your families on the truth, no matter what the devil attempts to do. Build your business on the truth, no matter what the economy is like. Build your future on the truth, no matter how unstable our nation may be. When the mind is a lamp of truth, it goes through life illuminating the good way for all those around you. The lamp of truth. You've been given truth. Let your light so shine before men. The second lamp of a graduating senior. The lamp of your memory. Psalm 77:11 says this, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Twice the word remember. God's saying, use your memory. Use your memory. Hey, your memories will cast on the present light from the past. The things that you've learned from the past. Let your mind be a lamp for today, using light that you have borrowed from yesterday. For many years, you've been taught the light of God's Word and God's way. Let the things that you've learned in the past light your way for your future. Your memory is the spinal column of your education. You've been taught all you need to have a great life. Now, turn on the light and let your memory guide you. Young people, if you don't have a good life, it will not be because you've not been educated to have one. You have learned the truth. But you must use your memory and look back and say, now what have I been taught about this? Now what do I already know about this? Now the preacher warned me. My teachers warned me. My mom warned me. My dad warned me. Look back and look back and look back and let what you've been taught in the past solve the problems of your present. Remember how you were taught about your behavior with the opposite sex and your morality. Remember what you've been taught about handling your money properly. Remember what you've been taught about working hard. Have a vision for your life and remember that you've been challenged to do something great. Remember the need of telling the truth. Remember you've been taught to attend God's house and be faithful to God. Remember that you have been taught to care for others. Remember what you've been taught in your Bible classes at school. Remember what you were taught in a math class. And remember what you were taught in each and every chapel. And remember what you learned in Sunday school. And remember what you were taught in the pews of this old-fashioned Baptist church. Remember what your mom and dad taught you in family devotion. I can't tell you, young people, how many times parents say this about their grown children. What are they doing? I taught them better. Oh, young people, don't let it be said about you. You remember what mom and dad taught you. Remember it, the lamp of your memory. Let your light so shine, young people. Let the light of truth shine in your life. Let the light of memory become strong and you remember what God's taught you. And then, another lamp of your life. The lamp of sacrifice. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Sacrifice is a must in life if you want to do something that's worth doing. Let your light of sacrifice shine. You know, you're going to have to sacrifice what we might call the bad if you want to have the good of life. We must sacrifice what we want for what we need. Oh, learn that lesson. Wants and needs are totally different. If you're not careful, the wants of your life will eat up the needs of your life. Don't chase after just what you want. Realize what you need. Realize what you want. And realize they're different. We will sacrifice our comfort sometimes for the sake of others. Be willing. Education requires sacrifice. The successful study while the unsuccessful were playing. Sacrifice. You young men, learn to sacrifice for the sake of others. As a husband, let your lamp of sacrifice shine. You do without so your wife can have what she needs. Learn that, men. Don't be stingy. Be a man. A real man cares about others. Learn to sacrifice. You young ladies, you'll be wives someday. Learn to sacrifice. Be willing to sacrifice for your husband's needs. What a wonderful relationship. If the husband is willing to sacrifice and give something up for the sake of the wife, and the wife is willing to turn around and do the same for the husband, that's a far better life than husbands and wives that are stingy and unconcerned about one another. Learn sacrifice. Let your light of sacrifice, the lamp of sacrifice, shine in your life, young people. You young men, one day you'll have the privilege and honor of being daddies. You're going to need to learn to sacrifice for your kids. Those of you that were privileged to go to the Christian school, remember the sacrifice of a dad that made that possible. You remember you'll have kids someday. And you girls, you'll do without some new dresses like your mama did. While she took that money and put it towards your Christian school bill. You young men, you'll work late. You may work a second job. You say, why? You work that second job because you put your kids in the Christian school. Like your daddy has sacrificed. Learn sacrifice, young people. Sacrifice makes life rich. Sacrifice makes life rewarding. You moms, you'll learn to sacrifice. You young ladies, you'll be mamas someday, I promise you. You'll learn to sacrifice. Sacrifice for your kids. Sacrifice. You'll be leaders, young people. Sacrifice for the sake of your followers. You'll be strong. Sacrifice for the sake of the weak. You're an American. Be willing to sacrifice for the sake of your country. You sit here this evening in a church in America, in a free country. Many men, many ladies have given their lives and sacrificed their lives so we could have a service just like this one. And let's make sure that we're willing to sacrifice for our country. As a teacher, someday be willing to sacrifice for the sake of your students. I think of your teachers at Martinsburg Christian Academy. Very, very much so underpaid. Underpaid. They live on poverty wages. They could probably get food stamps. Why? So you could get an education. A godly education. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. If we have not taught you to shine in the area of sacrifice, we have missed the true purpose of education. Sacrifice is what makes a person great. Remembering the good things you've been taught, that'll make you great. Truth will make you great. Hear the story. Listen to this. Finding one of her students making faces at the other children on the playground, Mrs. Green gently corrected a little boy. She said, "When I was your age, I was told if I made a scary face, my face might stay that way." The little boy looked up at her and said, "I'm sure sorry you didn't listen, Mrs. Green. From the looks of it, you were a repeat offender." Oh, the memories of school, the memories of your education, the lamps, the light that's to shine, the lamp of the truth, the lamp of a memory, the lamp of sacrifice. Oh, I could not leave out the lamp of obedience. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." The lamp of obedience. Obedience will brighten your life. Obedience is a fundamental element of true education. The first need of a mind, if it wants to learn, it must learn to obey. You must learn to require your mind to focus its attention if you're going to be a learner. Your mind has been taught to obey. Let that obedience shine. Children who are not taught to obey have weak minds. Obedience is a primary key to education. If a child's not taught to obey, they will not obey the elements that make up a true education. You can't. If your mind won't obey, you can't learn. Obedience is a key to education. Young people, obey the truth. Obey your memory of the good things you've been taught. Obey your God. Obey the spiritual education and the right things that you've been taught. Obedience is like a floodlight that will bring brightness to a dark world. The lamp of obedience. Then, young people, there's the lamp that I call the lamp of power. Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Huh? What? God allows man power? Indeed He does. And what a chance He took by doing so. What an honor. God will empower you. God will give you power. We're not to abuse the power He's given us. Use it rightly. Don't abuse it. Your education gives you a certain power. Use that power right. You've learned leadership. Use it for God. Use it for right. I'm saddened. I've seen many young people trained to be leaders. Trained. They were around leadership as they went through school. They've seen powerful leadership in the church. They were around strong leaders at home. They learned leadership in life. They graduated from school, went out, messed up their lives. Now they use the leadership that God had intended to be used for right. They use it for wrong. Young men that lead young ladies astray. Young ladies that lead young men astray. They go out and do things with their life that are wicked and vile and wrong. And it's highway robbery. They took leadership that God gave them and a godly mom or dad gave them. And they misused it in life. They led down the paths of unrighteousness rather than righteousness. They took the power God gave them and the education and the training and the learning. And they misused it. It breaks my heart when I see it happen. You young people, you've been taught. You've been trained. Whether you realize it or not, you have learned leadership. Use it for God. Use it for right. Let your light so shine before men. Use the power of your training to do right, to do good, to change lives. Build good things. Don't go build a bar. Don't go build a place that's going to be of ill repute. Don't do something with your life that would bring shame to Christ. If you're going to build something that would glorify God. Build good things. Hey, let's make this world a better place. If you follow the philosophies that are taught in this church, you will gain influence with people. Don't misuse that influence. Maybe one of the greatest powers on the face of this earth is the power of influence. Use that power wisely, young people. And then finally, the last lamp that I'll talk to you about this evening is the lamp of gratitude. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things. Young people, learn to say thank you. Learn to say thank you. It's right. It's right. Say it. Write it. Repeat it. Mean it. Mean it from deep inside you. Every one of you young people, you need to say to your mama, thank you, Mom. Thank you for what you've done for me. You need to learn to say to your fathers, thank you, Daddy. You need to say to your teachers, thank you. To those that have influenced your life, learn to be grateful. Learn gratitude. Let your light so shine. Let this world see a group of young people that are truly grateful that they live in America, and grateful that they're born again, and grateful that they have an education, and grateful that they have food to eat, and grateful that they have so many clothes they don't know what to do with them all, and grateful they have a church that loves them, that believes in them. Oh, be thankful. let the lamp of gratitude illuminate around you. You say, but Lawrence, how could I thank them? You could use words, but let me tell you what we're really looking for. We want you to make good with your life. Make good with your life. Thank them by living what they have taught you. Thank them. Thank them by passing on to others the good things that you have learned. And young people, listen. Right now, I'm a 45-year-old man. I hope that God gives me many, many years. But there will come a day when I will be laid in the grave. Please, I beg of you, take what I have taught you when I'm dead and gone. Keep passing it on to the generation after us, and then the generation after that. We've got to keep the truth alive. We've got to keep the old-time religion alive and what's right alive. Pass on to others the good things that you have learned. Develop a gratitude attitude. Just be grateful for what God's done for you. Let the bright light of your gratitude cast a beam onto the ones who helped to make you. You see, a genius who does not appreciate what he has is dumber than what he thinks. You are not a self-made person. You are the sum total of what everyone else has done in your life. Don't become arrogant. Don't become full of pride. There's not a one of us that are where we are because of us. There's a lot of people that have invested in you. There are people that have prayed for you and taught you and given to you and met your needs. You young people, as you sit in these pews tonight, it's not been your money that paid for these pews or carpeted this floor or turned on these lights. There have been people that have invested and invested and invested and given and given and given. And though you might not have been bright enough to know, there are a bunch of people that were loving and praying that you'd succeed. And now we're about to watch what you do with our investment. Let it reap dividends. Let the investors look and say it was worth every penny of it. The lamp of gratitude. The lamps. The lamp of truth. The lamp of your memory. The lamp of sacrifice. The lamp of obedience. The lamp of the power of influence, and the lamp of gratitude. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Young people, let your light shine. Let your light shine. It's a dark world out there. There's not a whole lot of high school graduates that would live what I taught tonight. And because of that, we need you desperately to step up and do what others may not. Please do it. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.